in the middle of the Kuntra Sachrin, and the Alter Rebbe is elaborating to explain the advantage of Mitzvahs Maisiyas over the Avodah of Ava V'Yira. And now the Alter Rebbe is going to explain that basically Ava V'Yira bring a Ha'alah, they bring an elevation. And also in the source, in the spiritual level, they love and fear brings you up, because what is love and fear? That's the level of bringing you up to the Eibishter, closer to the Eibishter. But the Maise Mitzvahs, the act that brings down the Eibishter below, that brings down godliness into the world. So, say if a person will just say, "I love and I fear Hashem," but he's not going to do the mitzvahs, he's sort of bringing up, but he's not bringing down. He's sort of only. That's not good just to bring up. It has to be an aliyah and a yirida. So the yirida is to be mamshich into this world. So therefore, the maisa hamitzvah, the act, is the most important thing. The aliyah is when you have an elevation that's only very temporary. So you get an excitement like Ava V'Yira. That's an excitement that happens at that time, and that causes a temporary elevation. But then later on you go back to your place, because that love and fear are not there all the time. But the Maisa Mitzvah that brings down godliness into the world, that's something that stays. So let's look inside. Bar Min Kondein, besides all the above that we spoke before, that the advantage that we have in Mitzvahs Maisis over Ava V'Yira. So he says like this, Afilu b'neshama d'atzilus, even if you're going to talk about the very great neshama, meaning, you know, whose Ava V'Yira is on a very high level, comes from atzilus. So it's like really, really profound. Afshi mikelim d'atzilus, even though that comes from kelim d'atzilus, it's very high madrega. V'cheim in nefesh, and the same thing with nefesh ruach, mikelim d'itzira asiya. And the Rebbe makes a note over here also that it's not meaning, but all souls, the souls that come from Kelim of Yetzirah Asiya, which is maybe not as high as the Kelim of Atzilus, but still it's higher than Asiya. It's Yetzirah and then Asiya. But all in all, the level of Ava V'Yira, Hine Rechimu, or Dechilu Rechimu, Ulai Tzachon, Dechilu Rechimu. So their level of Ava V'Yira, Sichlim Shalahem, Eurim Gamkein, Bekelim, Diritzira, Asiya, Pchinas Halom, Imatla Maila. What do they accomplish when you have Ava V'Yira? What do you do with that Ava V'Yira? That brings in the Kelim of Yitzira and Asiya, which is the source of the Neshama, they get elevated. It brings them to a higher level. So they come to a higher level. Bisarusa dilatata, through the level of Yuri Sarusa dilatata below, so they are also elevated. So Bizeu b'chinis istalkus levat chas v'shalom. That is, God forbid, if it doesn't attach to a maisa, if you just do Ava V'Yira, so you're elevating it, but there is no, you're just leaving. It's sort of gone. It's leaving it. It's not gonna. We need the Eiris to be in the Kalim. We need it to be a connection so that it, the Neshama and the Guf, the Eiris and the Kalim, so they're all connected. But when you bring the Kalim up, so they lose the Eiris, and that's not good. But if you want to bring down, how do you bring it down from above to below? Well, the mitzvahs maisis dafke. That comes through mitzvahs in action. That brings down the light. You know, this brings it up. Leaves, that brings it down. Lahamshich oir bekelim, to bring down the light in the kelim. So we're not removing the kelim, we're not elevating, but we're actually bringing the light to bring down in the kelim. Obichitzoinis akelim davke. And where does it bring it down? It brings down in the external part of the kelim. Which means what happens is that Shechitzoinis, the Alter Rebbe explains, Shechitzoinis ha'elyoin yored lemato. So the way it works is that the outer level of the above, the Chitzoinis of the higher level, goes down. Because the Panimius stays where it is. But the outer part of it expresses itself, goes down into the lower one. Upanimius ha'tachtin. And the inner of the lower one, that goes up above. So the person's inside, or the inside of the kelim goes up, and the external from the above goes down. That's the full connection that you have between the above and below. That's what it says in the Zohar, in the Parsha Bekuda, and I mentioned earlier, the Isidura Chulu, that there is a order of going up and down. But it's all necessary for the service of Hashem. So you have to bring up your inside to the Eibishter, to the higher level, and you bring down the higher level, the level of godliness, the external level, down below. So, that you bring up and you draw down. So how does this do? Alidei haloas mayim nukvin misag. Mayim nukvin, again, that's the Rusu de Latato, from the name of the Eibishter, which is the name Sag, the spelling of Leim Sag, which is the name of Birur HaNetzutzus. So when you do a mitzvah, ma'isiyeh bebchirinas uvda melula, when you talk divrei Torah, when you speak tefillah, when you do ma'isim, when you do action, uvda is action, melula is speech, so then you create this both in yonim, the descent from the above, the elevation from the below, that is accomplished through the Maisa HaMitzvahs, when you do Maisa HaMitzvahs. But if you just do Avav Yireh without mitzvahs, so then you don't have the Hamshacha Lamata, then you don't have bring anything down below, then it's everything goes up. There's a Bezehu Tachlis Hishtalshus. This is the goal of Hishtalshus. I mean, if you want to use very practical words, the world doesn't benefit from a person, in a physical sense. The person can have, you have a person who sits in shul and he davens and he learns, but there is no benefit to the world from it. It doesn't make a difference, it doesn't make an impact, it doesn't change anything. The way to accomplish the tachlis of the shtalshulis is to change something in the world so that the world is changed around. So the person's action, also his learning and his actions, his maisa hamitzvahs, makes a change in the world. But if it's just his love to Hashem, that doesn't change anything, that he has elevated. He goes up high, but there doesn't bring anything down. The tachlis shtalshulis is lizgalus erelin lamato, is to bring down the light of above below, v'loy lalis hatach lamayla. It's not that the low should go up above. That's not the goal. The goal is to bring Hashem down into the world, not for the world to leave and go up. Because any time when we talk about going up, that's only temporary. That's not a permanent thing. The Shechina that comes down, the divine that comes down, that stays. Shezein el lefisho. Oh, this is only a temporary thing. Because the person is still below, so he has to go down. It doesn't stay. That doesn't last. As opposed to when it comes down. When it comes down below, it makes a change. You know, when you make a change, begashmis. You know, you change around, you do something that remains a permanent in this world. That's when it's brought down. Bechlal, the Alter Rebbe says, there is such an idea of elevation of the world. So here basically what we're trying to do, Bechlal, is to connect the above with the below. The divine, the Shekhinah, godliness with the Agashmistika world. It's done through two ways. Or it's not only the Gashmistika world, the same thing in all the levels. You're trying to bring down, to connect the higher level with the lower level. That's what we're trying to do. So there's two ways of doing it. It's either bringing down the higher level to the lower level, or bringing the lower level up to the higher level. The Alter Rebbe says, the goal is to bring the higher level down to the lower level, not to bring the lower level up to the higher level. There is such a concept of bringing up the lower level to the higher level. That's what happens on Shabbos. That's what happens in Yom Kippur. The whole world becomes on a higher level. Also, so sometimes we have an aliyah, we have an elevation. But when we have the elevation, it's not only the oiris, it's the oiris together with the kelim. The whole world goes up. When you just have the Ava V'yira, it's only the oiris that are going up. But we need the whole thing. So Av Gam Zois, that even when there is an aliyah, Davke Aliyahs HaKelim Leiris HaYonim, we have the aliyah of the kelim to the higher oiris. So we have the world becomes the world, the kelim, they become elevated to the higher oiris. Himayos HaShabbos Yom Kippurim. That is the advance of Shabbos Yom Kippur. That what? That the world gets in a higher place. But it's not just so that the iris, the lights leave, and the kelim are left behind. So which means your neshama goes up, and what's going on with the body? You have to have the neshama together with the guf. Everything is going up, elevated in a higher level. But if you just, you know, leave the body behind, and you just make an elevation to the iris, to the neshama, to your abba, with your abba v'yira, that's not the goal. That's chas v'shalom. That's not something. That's leaving. That is the oiris leaving the body. That's not what's supposed to happen. I mean, that would be like maybe by the Bnei Aaron, like we learn when there's like a dveikus harotzui, when there's a big desire. So they want to connect. You connect with your neshama, but your body you leave behind. But that's not the the ultimate goal. K'me shekosu b'ritz chayim. He says, v'nefesh ruach u'neshama shalohod m'gabe gufe ba'olam. He says, when the person's soul, the nefesh, ruach, neshama, those are the three levels of the soul that dress up in the body. If you try to measure it next to the his body in this world, it's considered like oiris next to kelim. So the body is the kelim, and the neshama is the oir. So just having the service of Ava V'yira, just the neshama, it's like leaving, going, the neshama is going up there and leaving the guf behind. It's one thing to elevate the guf also, or to bring down the spirituality to the guf, but to just work with your nefesh, ruach, and neshama without the guf, that would be like the eiris going up and the kelim staying behind. Same thing is chen dechiler chimos siuchliim legabim mitzis ma'isis dafke. If you want to measure your ava v'yira, your love and fear, relative to action, so the love and fear of Hashem are considered like the lights. The maisa, that's considered the kelim. That's the vessels that you do. So basically, just serving with Ava V'yira, just doing the love and fear of Hashem, that is something which is a spiritual, that's the oiris, that's the light, that's your neshama. It's not the goal. The goal is to bring down the neshama to the guf, to the mitzvahs maisis, to do an action, to make a change in the world. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu said, V'lochein, Hispala Moshe Rabbeinu al Vasholim Tefillah is Kiminya Veschanon. He davened 500 Tefillahs. Veschanon is the number Gematria, 515. He wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. Why did he want to go into Eretz Yisrael? What was wrong in the Midbar? We learned, especially the Midbar was the revelation of godliness and everything else. Because Al Mitzvah Ki Mitzvah Maisis Davki, because he wanted to do Mises. The main mitzvah Mises is on Eretz Yisrael. Over there you can do all the physical act. So he wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. I'm not sure why is it so important here, the number, the 515. Okay, it's a lot. Maybe that he just wants to say Kiminya v'eschanon. I mean, he was praying to Hashem to go into Eretz Yisrael. But the Rebbe makes an emphasis over here, Kiminya v'eschanon. But nevertheless, he wanted to do mitzvahs maisis. V'hu hadin l'dibur gashmi shel hilchasim. The same thing is true, the physical speech of the halachas. You know, when you talk about the halachas, b'gashmi, there's also gashmi, that also involves the body, that also involves the kelim. So therefore, we understand now why Moshe Rabbeinu wants it, why it's important. And therefore, it still explains us the main that he opened up, that if a person will be studying Torah, certainly davening, he would still have to, even if he's studying Torah, and or davening, he would still have to interrupt and do the mitzvahs. Maisis, to go ahead and do the mitzvah, especially mitzvah, because the ultimate goal, but if he's learning Torah, Dibura Torah, Hilchus Torah, that's also part of Gashmis, because that infects his mouth, affects his physical world. But just the level of Av Yira, just to sit and connect to Hashem on a spiritual level, that is still be lacking the, like his davening, still be lacking the Maisa Bipoyim. This is, it goes along with the expectation that a person should always bring it out. I'm talking about the